Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2.
Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below.
And now on with the memes. Number one, women want everything for free. Cardi B is complaining about her 2026 tax return, and says that Uncle Sam is the most expensive boyfriend and he takes half her money and he never buys her dinner. Congratulations, Cardi! Now you know what it feels like to be a successful male. She's probably single-handedly supporting hundreds of black women on welfare. She should be proud of herself. She also needs to learn and invest the rest properly and reduce her tax liabilities, but I'm pretty sure she won't. Up next, why do the pictures at the barbershop look great while you leaving the barbershop look terrible? The problem is you're not a chat and your barber is most likely incompetent, and you need a gay stylist charging you $150+ to do your hair properly. Even then, when he styles it, it's only going to look good for a day or so before it goes back to normal. If your barber looks like this, are you really expecting your hair to come out like peak Justin Bieber? Number three, people are saying that for women to be a little bit overweight like this is very attractive. Actually, she's not even fat. Maybe she is for an East Asian chick because her chesticles are larger. If she was in East Asia, she would probably be forced to take a Zempic to get those puppies down to size. I think she's some sort of K-pop idol and guys are obsessed with her because of her boobs and not her music. Moving on, if you wake up tomorrow and it's 2002, what would you do? Someone says that they would buy a house with their lunch money. In 2002, I was making 55 grand a year. And I almost bought a two-story house for 98 grand in St. Catharines, Ontario. Houses in Toronto are around 200 grand in the inner city. We didn't know how good we had it. 2 to 4 years worth of salary to buy a house. If I could go back, I'd invest every single penny into Google and Apple instead of that house. I almost bet the farm on Google's IPO, but I chickened out. Number five, if you're wondering why Halo was ruined, may I present to you Exhibit A. All by design, of course. Because women feel threatened by the attention men give to video games and not them, and they get paid a salary to wreck our fun. Here's a friendly reminder of what the team working on Halo looked like back in 2010, the year that Halo Reach came out. I only count 8 women in this picture. And check out Bro here because he's got an Epstein pose down perfectly. Up next, we really have to be dumb to believe this. Here's the leader of the far-right party in Germany claiming that if she wins, she's going to close borders and deport people from Germany. I don't believe her because she's a lesbian with an Indian partner. And the Italian and Japanese female leaders promised to do the same thing. And then they didn't. Fool me twice, shame on me. What do you call being fooled a third time? Women are all leftists and they're willing to pretend that they aren't to get elected. Number 7, Rolex makes over $11 billion a year and it has no shareholders. And it's owned by a charity. What I want to know is how, if they don't report their earnings, we know that they're making $11 billion a year. Hans Wilsdorf, the founder of the company, didn't have any children and didn't want to see his company butchered when he died, so he put the company into a trust and made sure that the profits go forward to charity from then on. Is this a win or a loss? Moving on, a woman in Singapore gets jail time for falsely reporting that her boyfriend raped her after they got into a fight. At least she was punished for it. In India, women can file a false allegation and there are no provisions to protect men in that country from it. What a simp of a country. I've even heard stories about how women fly back to India from the country they're in order to file such allegations. India is a simp nation. Number 9, apparently Windows 12 is coming out this year and it'll be subscription-based and be AI-focused. Looks like Microsoft has decided to destroy itself and I refuse to pay a subscription for an operating system. I still use ancient versions of Adobe Premiere Pro and Photoshop and refuse to pay Adobe for the new ones. But this isn't about the consumer. This will force mostly corporations to pay for software licensing. Up next, here's what the food inflation looks like under Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. But what I want to know is, when does the inflation stop? It's a trick question because the answer is never. Inflation is forever a monetary phenomenon. It's the way governments steal from people the most without them even realizing it. It's also the way that the wealthy get even wealthier by buying assets that rise faster than inflation and then living off of the difference. That's what I do. Number 11, is it true that 99% of men will choose a shy, polite, soft woman with no achievements? Yes, because most men prefer peace and not drama from a masculine, loudmouthed woman. For me, I prefer neither. Giving my own quiet, women-free zone at home. I think that in 10 years, most men will prefer an AI girlfriend that's downloaded into a sex robot instead of any real one. I'm looking forward to Cherry 2000 becoming a reality. Unfortunately, she'll probably be subscription-based. Moving on, come on people, when does the madness end? Here's another teacher sleeping with two of her students and getting pregnant by one of them, going away for 10 years. At least she's going to prison because most of them don't. I bet you're wondering the same thing that I am. How come I didn't have teachers like that while I was in high school? But let's be honest, they probably wouldn't want you because you'd look like an incel back then. Number 13, immigration could soon account for all of Canada's population growth. After all, Canada's fertility rate is 1.25 kids per woman. Ages know that it's probably going to go much lower than that in the coming years. And immigration won't help much because the wealthy people in Canada will leave, and the economy will crumble even more. Eventually, even the countries immigrants come from will be below replacements. Governments are desperate for new taxpayers, it seems. Up next, this is Maya, age 46 with no kids, no husband, and she's living her best life. I doubt and I think she's crying on the inside. You know, there's little to no hope for the human race to keep reproducing naturally when a woman this beautiful isn't married or has any kids. She's super miserable. Otherwise, why is she paying to have a bunch of articles written about her? She's advertising to find a high-quality man because she's so desperate. And you know, she's still smashing somebody out there. Number 15, and speaking about modern women, this one wants this guy to be her man and commit. But he doesn't because she's been on more wieners than Heinz ketchup. She wants him to be her backup plan. You just know that when a gorgeous woman says something like this, this is all that I see. So many women out there get run through by Chad Rones and then try and settle down with a nice guy when they're actually loose as a goose down there. Moving on, remember guys that if you work really, really hard, then your hair will grow again. I see this meme floating around all the time where they actually say that you're not ugly, but that you're just too poor to be attractive. But if women think your looks maxing, then they'll discourage you and think that you're cheating the gene pool or something. Meanwhile, women get lip fillers, Botox, plastic surgery, and more, and men don't hassle them about any of it. Number 17, is this propaganda or the truth? That somewhere between 2026 and 2030 will be the last opportunity for regular people to build wealth. I see this as desperation because tech stock values have been falling in recent weeks, and companies like Nvidia are desperate to keep their stock values high. Jensen Huang even made the bold claim that general artificial intelligence is already here. Even if AI succeeds, so many people will be unemployed that the economy will crumble anyway. Up next in Canada, this cookie-cutter home was purchased in 2022 for $1.8 million. And only 3 years later, it sold for just $1.05 million. And that's still too much as far as I'm concerned. This is in a city called Oshawa. And I remember back in 2003, you could buy a house like this there for about $250,000. My thinking is the person who bought it for $1 million will probably lose $500,000 because we're a long way from the bottom. $1 million cheap particle board houses are still way too much. Number 19, isn't it incredible how much work goes into being a guy with a mid-physique in a relatively clean house? Not if you're smart and clean up after your messes and have a cleaning person come in once a month. Plus, if you have too many material possessions, it takes forever to clean the dust off of them. For me recently, it's been a ton of work moving from one Airbnb to another. Things constantly breaking like the fridge in the most recent one. A mold issue and just recently a fire alarm started going off randomly. Not chirping but full-blown beeping, but nothing was on fire. Moving on, here's what the Grinch that stole your paycheck looks like. If she divorces you, she's also going to take your house. And her name is probably Half, even though she takes more than that. And what kind of person poses like this? Clearly one that wants a lot of attention. At least on the bright side, she's thin enough to actually pull off wearing spandex. Remember that wearing it is a privilege and not a right. Number 21, what do you think of this Wayman dressed up as a slave girl from the Orion Syndicate to go to a convention? Now we just need a pregnant Klingon female cosplayer with a sign that says, Riker was delicious. I don't think I've seen any real Star Trek fans since the 90s. This one's green makeup isn't green enough, and her makeup isn't even all that good. I remember back in 1991 going to a Star Trek convention and a bunch of tall women dressed up as Klingons, and they looked absolutely authentic. Up next, this ex-wife sued her ex-husband, claiming that the $20 million he won in the lottery was because of her, and that the numbers he picked were actually significant dates from their relationship. She married an older Western man and drained his bank accounts, and once the money was gone, she left. Now that that money's back through the lottery, she told the judge that it's not fair that he has all that money, and she doesn't. Sorry, honey, but life's not fair now, is it? Number 23, forget about protecting your boys from female teachers. Now you have to protect them from their friends' mothers. This one told her teenage son to fight a teen boy that she just had sex with. I'll bet you that she wanted to watch them fight while flicking her stank bean. In the past, the primary custody of kids went to the fathers. I guess now we know why. Usually stories like this are from Florida, but this one looks like it's from Louisiana. Moving on, Frank McCormick says, then maybe it's time to call Trump and tell him to consider an exchange program with Iran, so we can get all their baddies while they get all of America's fatties. I bet those Iranians can't wait to be liberated by American men so they can get them out of the country and help them get a green card. Trump is already helping the thick Latinas stay, so why not help the Iranian baddies stay as well? Number 25 and the last one, why do so many of them fall for the thousand swing swang stare? It's almost as if while they were sucking some guy, something was sucking out their soul to give them those dead inside eyes. Women will claim that it's not true and that women are just trying to look like a model here. To be fair, though, he was talking about her eyes and not the resting bitch face. Women need to be kept in check, but there's nothing to do it anymore. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.